With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney.
Okay, so here's the plan. We're going to go back and...
I'm in the beautiful Gothic Revival Auditorium at Great Falls High School. Built in 1930, it's got huge high ceilings, a balcony, and 1,200 seats facing a broad proscenium stage. And, like on many winter evenings in high schools across Montana, students are here rehearsing for an upcoming play.
And, like, I can't get any privacy, and showers and stuff in the morning, it's, like, impossible. You get it, right?
Yeah, I mean, 7 people in a hotel room?
7 people in a hotel room.
But these 15 students from all 3 Great Falls high schools aren't rehearsing one of the old standards like Our Town or Little Shop of Horrors. It's an original play, written and directed by Sarah Butts, who has degrees from Carroll College and now lives in Seattle.
The goal with this project was really to illuminate a lot of the struggles that a lot of young people especially are dealing with in Great Falls.
The play, called Converge, E Pluribus Unum, was born out of conversations Sarah had with her sister, Erin Butts, who's the mental health coordinator at Great Falls High.
She was saying that there's a large disconnect in the community of Great Falls where if you aren't regularly interfacing with youth especially, you may not be aware of the kinds of struggles or the intensity of the kinds of struggles that a lot of young people are dealing with on a regular basis.
Sarah thought she could do something about that. So, last September, she came to Great Falls for a week and spent more than 50 hours interviewing students, teachers, administrators, parents, and people in law enforcement.
There's one story that's in the play about a family that's living in their car. And I was really shocked to learn that that is not that rare, actually, that there's a lot of families in the city of Great Falls that are living in their cars or living in a hotel room.
Butts turned her interviews into the script the high school student actors will perform Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights in the Great Falls High Auditorium.
There's some heavy material in there.
16-year-old junior Tanaya Rovin is in the production.
We hear monologues portrayed from rape victims, suicide survivors, mental disorders. We have one piece in particular that's about the LGBTQ community.
Rovin says she and the other students in the play were drawn to it because it reflects the intense, real experiences of people they know. Senior Dylan Hanning, who also acts in Converge, says it's an opportunity for Great Falls audiences to engage on the things that really concern people here, but that they have trouble talking about.
Well, here in Montana, we kind of, like, have this, I have to be strong mentality. And it's not really a good thing, because there are a lot of social issues that just go not looked at in this community. And I think that this play is really going to help open some members of our community's eyes on it and make it easier to talk about, make it more or less taboo to talk about.
My family, we're hungry. We don't always know where our next meal is coming from. My mom, she does her best, and she says she feels guilty about our living situation, and she's sorry she can't regularly provide us with a hot meal. It's especially hard because we've been living in our car for the past couple of months, and when it gets cold, my mom will sometimes go into a fast food restaurant or a gas station to get ketchup packets to mix with warm water to make a tomato soup.
The play has some dialogue between actors, but a lot of it is students delivering monologues of the words that writer and director Sarah Butts gathered in her interviews in a format that she calls a collage.
On the weekends, it's a little harder, and during the summer, it's even worse. I don't like to talk about our living situation. I don't want people to judge me or my family.
Both Butts and the students in the play insist that, in spite of it dealing with very serious subject matter, Converge is not just a downer. Here's Tanaya Rovin.
Although we talked about a lot of the harder subjects that are in here, there's many pieces in this that are also very happy and uplifting. It tells about how at the juvenile detention center, how they hold graduations for the students and they have all this food. And there's a lot of in the beginning, there's a monologue about the homeless people, and it tells about how the schools do all these great things for homeless people. So it really shows all of the great things that are being done about these issues. So it's not just all heavy, but even though there's some heavy subjects, but it also gives light to the situation.
Sarah Butts says she understands that some people look to the theater as a place to escape, and that she enjoys doing lighter fare more focused on entertainment. But, she says, productions like Converge, which she calls community-responsive work, can have a lot of impact.
Theater is one of those rare spaces that we have left, where we all choose to come together and sit together as a community and turn the lights off and unplug from all of our devices and just sit back and listen to someone's story. And I think I actually went to a production at San Francisco Playhouse a couple years ago, and they used this term that I thought was really powerful. They said that they thought the theater was an empathy gym, where because you're sitting and listening to these stories, and you're not listening to respond, you're just listening and watching someone's story unfold, I think it leads to a lot of empathy.
Converge, E Pluribus Unum, opens Wednesday night at Great Falls High School, with performances Thursday and Friday as well. Showtime is 7 p.m., and admission is free. Butts says there will be a chance for talk back with the audiences after each performance. There's also a film being made about how the stories in the show came together. For more information about the play, visit our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.